Blog Talk Radio.
And now, it is time
time for your favorite radio program, Chatting from the Word, with your hosts, Brother Oscar York and Chris Ethridge, where we are putting a slap in your Christian walk. Brother Oscar, Brother Chris, where are you? Time to come on.
Thank you, thank you. Oh, yes, thank you very much.
Amen.
Yes, we thank you for the support. Much love, much love.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. That is beautiful.
Yes, you pay for it, sir.
And we thank our listening audience as well. We thank you on this Wednesday, August 14, 2019, is 11:06 a.m. Pacific Standard Time in the great state of California. And back in my own stomping ground, back in Richmond, California, San Francisco Bay Area, it is currently sunny and it is 80 degrees Fahrenheit. And it feels like 82 degrees. Visibility is 10 miles. Visibility. The wind is at 4 miles per hour. Humidity today in the San Francisco Bay Area is 56%. The barometer is at 29.98 inches, and the dew point cutoff is at 61 degrees. And it's going to be, Brother Oscar and listening audience, today, 91 degrees on this Wednesday, August 14th. Then a low tonight after 8 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, it will be 59 degrees. And to my beloved brother, who is 2,360.6 nautical miles from me here in the San Francisco Bay Area, in the great state of Ohio, 3 hours ahead of me on Eastern Standard Time in the suburb of Dayton. Mimas Berg is in the house in the presence of Brother Oscar York. How are you, sir?
I am blessed, Brother Chris. Brother Oscar's in the house. But here in Ohio, in Mimasburg at least, we're having some beautiful, beautiful weather. Now, I'm not a weatherman like Brother Chris, but I believe it's going to be in the higher upper 80s here. But right now, it feels good. The sun is out and shining upon us. And God's grace and mercy has brought us so far. Today, God has watched over us as we slept and slumbered last evening and woke us up to see another day. A day that none of us had never witnessed before, giving all of us a second chance, another chance to make it right with him, a second chance to walk closer and closer with him. It's 2:08 here, I believe, Brother Chris, and we're doing fine here in Miamisburg, but I wanted to give a shout-out to everybody who's listening to the program here in Ohio.
That's right.
In California, in Texas, in Pittsburgh, we all over the place. And I do appreciate all of our listeners for listening to us today.
Amen. This is music time today, so let everything praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Psalm 150, chapter, verse 6.
Yes,
sir. All right. Well, my beloved brother, he's got a line of wonderful a cappella artists lined up for us for our edification and enjoyment. And what you got going, my brother?
I think we're going to play us some Terry Mays and Company.
Oh, Terry Mays.
Company. I like her singing. She hits it right out the ballpark, Brother Chris. Praising the Lord.
It's a grand slam, huh?
And we want to play Safe in Your Arms. Safe in Your Arms. she's talking about Jesus Christ. It's always safety in the arms of Christ. And
that's
if
right.
you want to be in the arms
that's
of Christ,
right.
you got to be in his body. You got to get in his body to be in his arms. And there's always safety in the arms of the Lord.
That's right. That's why the psalmist said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. And you, it says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endureth forever. First Chronicles chapter 16, verse 34, and Psalm chapter 103. Verse 1.
Have mercy.
It had an opportunity to see brother. I see Chris Paul Monday. He was walking with his kids, the famous NBA star.
Right.
He was formerly with the Houston Rockets with James Harden. I think he signed with the Oklahoma City Thunder. But I saw him. I told my girls, that's Chris Paul. And he heard me look, and he said, what's up?
We
saw him in Universal Studios on Monday. This past Monday.
Make you feel famous.
Yeah.
That's all right. We're glad you enjoyed your trip, Brother Chris. We really are.
Uh-huh.
And I know our listeners are glad you did, too. I know they do. All right. Here we go with our next selection. Inner City Singers, I'm Not Ashamed. Inner City Singers, I'm Not Ashamed. And here we come. Inner City Singers, I'm Not Ashamed.
Let it roll.
Let it roll.
Thank you. Oh,
Father, we thank you for just your wonderful grace and mercy. Father, we thank you every day of our lives, Father, that we rise up out of our beds and then we can acknowledge you and praise your great and holy name and realize your presence and how great and awesome you are, Father. And we pray, thanking you for the greatest gift to humanity, Jesus Christ, who died a cruel and rugged death on the Calvary's cross, Father. And we pray, Father, for those that are in politics. We pray from the White House and every district and every state represented by politicians across this great country. We pray, Father, that in 2020, when they're campaigning, that they will implement legislation that will make for more tranquility, peace, and goodwill for all people. We pray also for those incarcerated, Father. We pray also for those that had been wrongly convicted of crimes that need justice, Father, and that they can have their sentence overturned and that they will honor and glorify you in the process and acknowledge you, Father, and also those that have been incarcerated for the cause of Christ. Father, for preaching the gospel in different parts and regions of the world, Father, that may be predominantly dominated by other religions, we pray, we thank them for their sacrifice and that they have dedicated their lives, Father, for the cause of your Son. We pray also, Father, for them, and we pray, Father, for those that have departed from the faith, that maybe been discouraged or may have backslidden. But whatever the case is, Father, they need the restoration of their soul, that, Father, perhaps programs like this through the Churches of Christ on the airways can point them back to the cross, and, Father, and that they can find allegiance and work out their salvation in Jesus Christ, Father, and work out their salvation as well. We are all commanded and that we are exhorted to do, Father, that we make our calling and election sure when this life is over and that we can secure our eternity with thee. And this is our prayer, Father, for traveling grace for all, and we thank you for our safe travels, Father, and we pray for those that are traveling at this time throughout the world that they have safe travels. In the name of our Lord Jesus, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Brother Chris, for that fine prayer. As always, Brother Chris, do know how to approach the throne of grace on all of our behalf. And we hope and pray that he prayed for something that was on your mind and that you prayed along with him and that you listened to his prayer. Now it's
That's
time
right.
for testimony, your moment. If you have a testimony that you want to share with our audience, we hope that you do. Share it. Help someone that's trying to get over a problem on this Christian journey so that you can make their journey much more smoother. This is Testimonial Moments.
Show me the way.
vulnerable moment where you are listening and can share a moment of time with our audience.
If you have a testimony that you want to share with our audience, the time to call in is now. The number is 657-383-0883. If you have a testimony you can share with our audience, if you can help a lonely Christian out there that's trying to make it to heaven, your story
that's
may
great.
Help them to get over
Amen.
That hump that they are trying to get over. So please call your testimony in. The number is 657-383-0883. Well, bro, Chris, I don't see anyone calling in. So we're gonna go ahead on with asking for our sponsorship. It's that time again, my listeners, where we ask for sponsorship. If you can sponsor Chatting from the Word, it would be very much appreciated. Our program is growing. The listeners are listening. And you are there listening. Send me $1, $2, $3, $4, whatever you can send, whatever your finances can bear, and whatever you can send, it will be much appreciated here at Chatting from the Word. Now help us spread the word. Help us to play beautiful music. Help us to put a stop in your Christian walk. And churches, put us in your budget for 2019. It would be very much appreciated. Please do that. Please help us to teach the lost and to help those that are in the body of Christ. Now, you know where to send it. I'm on PayPal. Send it to my PayPal account. Go to the PayPal webpage and pull up my email address, which is OscarYork3443@gmail.com, and follow the directions. Now, myself and Brother Chris, we both have a Facebook account. And if you need to talk with us, let us know something about the show. If you have a problem, if you're having problems, send me some money. Let us know. We have a Facebook account. Now, like I said, I do have an email address. My email address, again, is OscarYork3443@gmail.com. And I do have a webpage, OscarYorkPublishing.com. But while you're on my webpage, I have authored 2 books, A Peaceful Place in the Storms, God is in Control, which sells for $21.50, and Bridges of Friendships, which also sell for $21.50. And if you want to purchase both books are selling at $43. We hope that you do that because proceeds will benefit the show, Chatting from the Word. Now, you know my motto. We say it every day on the line, on the show here. When you read, you get knowledge, and with knowledge comes power. Brother Chris.
You can reach Brother Chris at lowercase e06915@gmail.com. You can reach Brother Oscar and I on Facebook and Messenger. And also we have our separate accounts on LinkedIn.com. And also on Twitter. We download the shows on each social media platform that I mentioned. And for your enjoyment, we have over 200 broadcasts for your enjoyment. So we discuss various topics on the show near the conclusion of the broadcast for your entertainment, enjoyment, and edification and encouragement. So we want to also let you know that this is an open forum. So we encourage you to call in. Let us know what your requests are. If you have any prayers that you want done on your behalf and your family or some loved ones and friends? Or do you have any constructive criticisms? That's why we're here, that you can let us know what you think of the show. And we, as members of the Churches of Christ, believe in the accuracy, the validity, the prophecy, and the authenticity of the sacred scriptures of God. So we're going to give you thus saith the Lord, and if you have any doctrinal matters, we are going to give you the clarification from the sacred scriptures. So we encourage you, and we want to let you know whether you are part of our religious persuasion or not, or part of our religious conviction or not. But we, as members of the Churches of Christ, we, Brother Oscar and I, we aim to speak where the Bible speaks, and we aim to be silent where the Bible is silent. Isn't that right, Brother York?
That is correct, Brother Chris Edwards. And this is our music time, everybody. We playing music. We're not giving the message. And I believe tomorrow, Brother Chris will give the message. But today we're playing music. We hope we're playing all your favorite hits that you can put, that we can put a snap in your Christian walk, and that you can walk joyously for Jesus Christ. All right, here we go, Chris. Our next election.
That's right.
Will be Greg Owens and Dwayne, All of My Trials. Greg Owens and Dwayne, All of My Trials. And here we go.
Yeah.
That was Greg Owens and Dwayne, All of My Trials. As long as we live in this life, my listeners, we all are going to go through some kind of trial, some kind of tribulation. That is why we love to bring you this show at this time, chatting from the Word, to help you get over them humps and lumps and the like so that you can have a smooth landing. Let me see here. Let me see here, y'all. Our next selection would be Joe Snell, Some Kind of Wonderful. And then I think after that, then Brother Chris would come in with the invitation. Some Kind. That's right, Brother Chris.
Some Kind of Wonderful. Amen.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Nice try. Nice try.
Some Kind of Wonderful. And here we go. Where are we? Yes, sir.
Some kind of
Brother Kretz.
Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God had made this same Jesus whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ. Now, this is what the Apostle Peter had mentioned on the first Pentecostal festivity following the resurrection of Jesus Christ, letting the Jews know, the household of Israel know, that they had crucified their Messiah, and that they were just perplexed and confused and wanted to know, how could we get ourselves out of this mess? And Peter told them what to do. Now it says, now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart, and said unto Peter and the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? We then crucified our deliverer of Israel.
Man.
And that's what we're going to talk about in this invitation, is that Christ is the one to deliver us. And we're taking our text from Acts chapter 2, verse 36 through 42. Then Peter told them what to do. He told them to repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For this promise is unto you and to your children, and all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying unto all those Jews and all those people that were there for the Pentecostal festivity from different regions of the world, he told them to save yourselves from this untoward generation, or this perverse, corrupt generation. And then they that gladly received the word, Brother Oscar, and our listening audience, were baptized. And the same day
Amen.
Were added unto them, who them? The apostles, about 3,000 souls. And in verse 42, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. Who was the apostles' doctrine? It was the doctrine that Christ instructing them to teach and to follow, the apostles' doctrine and fellowship with the church, and breaking of bread and in prayers. So in order to be a New Testament Christian, we must first of all realize the importance, after heard and understand the word of God and what we must do. We must repent. Repent means to change your mind by the love and practice of sin and turn to God so God can clean us up, Brother Oscar, and our listening audience. But first of all, before we be baptized, we must acknowledge the sweetest name on mortal tongue, that Jesus Christ is Lord, and that we confess to the Lord, and that we're willing to confess him before men and to make him the Lord of our life and the center of our life. And that's also connected or in conjunction with baptism for remission of sins in the name of Jesus Christ, that we may receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, and that when we are baptized in the watery grave of baptism, remission of sins is made possible by the blood of Christ, and it eradicates all those past sins that we've ever committed in our life, and we clean by the precious blood of the Lamb, Jesus Christ, because the church is purchased by the blood of Christ. Acts chapter 20, verse 28, the church is not the building, physical building. It's not a cathedral where people go in. It's not a synagogue where people assemble. It is the body of saved believers that have been bought by the blood of Christ and that have been added to the church, which is a body of saved people, and the church is the result of being saved and added to Christ by being baptized by immersion in a watery grave of baptism, and that you are added to the New Testament church. You have a good conscience toward God, 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 20 through 22, and that you are a member of the body of Christ, 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Brother Oscar.
Thank you, Brother Chris, for that fine invitation. I love that. Because what you all got to understand, my listeners, if you're not in the body of Christ, when you come to Christ, you don't join the body of Christ. You don't
That's
be
right.
voted in the body of Christ, but you are added to the body of Christ. You're born into the body of Christ. And that makes a difference.
That's right.
Born into the family of God. You're not added. You're added, but you're not voted on. You're not whatever else denominational teaching. You're added to the Bible, the body. You're added to that number of believers. You're not, you can't join, join a church. You're added to
the
body.
That's right.
Thank you, Brother Chris, for that fine, fine invitation. The clock
My
is
pleasure.
Running down, and it's almost time for us to end our music time, and we're going to end it now, and we're going to say our goodbyes, and we're going to see you all tomorrow. Brother Chris is going to have another fine lesson that he's going to teach on. Brother Chris, you know your lesson
yes,
that you're going tomorrow? You know your subject?
We're going to talk about a, what is a Pharisee.
What is a That's a good one. So tomorrow, better fasten your seatbelt, because that's a good one, y'all. What is a Pharisee? That's a good one. I kind of know where you're going with that one, I think, Brother Chris. What is a
okay.
I know where you're going.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
That's right.
We're going to end it here, and we're going to say our prayers, our closing prayer at this time. Let us pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, I be thy name for. We thank you for this day. We thank you for all your bountiful blessings you brought our way. We thank you for this program, Chatting from the Word. Help us to keep it on the air. Help us keep on teaching others about Jesus Christ. Father, we pray for each listener that listens. Grandfather, we pray that you bless them and help them have a wonderful, wonderful day. In Jesus'
amen.
Name do we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
As always, nice chatting with you today from Chatting from the Word. We're going to go off with praise and harmony. Build my life. Build
right.
my life. And here
Thanks.
We Amen. Here we go. Bye-bye.
Oh.